From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the folk music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Farron Young.
You're headed down a lonely road that someday you'll regret. Go back, you fool, while you can. Your darling's heart is breaking, but you haven't lost her yet. Go back, you fool, while you can. You hang around the honky-tonks, acting fancy free, so blinded by those tavern lights that you can't see. You pass the door to heaven in search of paradise. Go back, you fool, take another fool's advice. Before, so young and so misled. Go back, you fool, while you can. When I walked out and slammed the door, wish someone had said, go back, you fool, while you can. I wouldn't want to tell you wrong, I hope that you can see. If you don't believe in what I say, just look at me. I passed the door to heaven in search of paradise. Go back, you fool. Take another fool's advice.
Thank you a whole lot, and a great big hello to all my friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry.
Tonight's all-star lineup of your Grand Ole Opry favorites includes Rod Brasfield, Moon Mullican, Grandpa Jones, the Old Hickory Singers, and the entire Opry gang.
Yes, sir, and just because we try to bring you folks the best in country music, I invited over a fine feller whose name is getting bigger and bigger all the time. He's up from Texas to visit with us, and it's Sonny James. Yes, sir, Sonny. Well, so Sonny will be out here with us in just a little bit, but I know one thing. Everybody knows what I'm talking about when I mention the Old Hickory Singers. Now, that means harmony and singing that stays right down to a mellow peak of perfection. So let's bring them out here now. It's our Grand Ole Opry favorites, the Old Hickory Singers. Neighbors,
when you see my baby walking down the street, she's mine, all mine. When you meet that gal that's got the rest all beat, she's mine, all mine. She's got a great big picture hat, and all the clothes go in that. She's my baby, I'm her boy.
She's a mama's pride and joy. She got a
pair of eyes that are half alive. She's mine, all mine. Her lips are smiling for me all the time. Rich time.
She's a little bit fat, cute and round. She cooks her biscuit with a damp hood down.
You may want her, but you can't have her, cause she's mine, all mine. Walking down the street, she's mine, all mine. When you meet that gal that's got the rest all beat, she's mine, all mine. She's got a great big picture hat, and all the clothes go in that. She's my baby, I'm her boy.
She's a mama's pride and joy. She's got a
pair of eyes that I idolize. She's mine, all mine. Her lips are smiling for me all the time. Rain or shine.
Six feet round. You ought to see her pick them up and lay them down.
You may want her, but you can't have her, cause mine, oh, mine.
By golly, Farron, I sure do like the good old summertime. I mean, when you can get outdoors and enjoy nature a little bit.
I hear you talking, Grant. And you know, speaking of nature, for real, cool, comfortable summertime smoking, what's better than lighting up with Prince Albert smoking tobacco?
Why, nothing, nothing. PA is nature's own smoking tobacco. Mild and tasty, pipeful after pipeful. Yes, the aged in mellowness of Prince Albert's choice tobacco is held and heightened by PA's own special process. A process perfected over a period of nearly 50 years. Nature, in her own sure way, put the flavor in PA.
All right, you are, and the ladies know it, too. You just watch them smile approval at Prince Albert's clean, fresh aroma.
In a pipe or making cigarette, Prince Albert's tobacco is nature meant tobacco to be. Cool smoking, long burning, mild and tasty. ask for Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke.
Now, what do you say we call out our guest for tonight? You know, his Capitol records are getting all around and pleasing folks everywhere. He's a mighty good-looking young fella, and he hangs his hat in Texas. Well, sir, everything about him is good, so let's make him welcome at the Grand Ole Opry, neighbors. It's Sonny James. How about a big welcome? Sonny, I'll get the mic way up there, buddy, and I just want to let you know the old welcome mat, is out here for you right here at Grand Ole Opry. We're glad to have you here at the Ryman Auditorium.
Thank you, Farron. It's a great pleasure, as it always is, to visit all of you here on the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Sonny. Hey, how about filling us in and myself and all the folks here, too, a little bit about what's cooking on the old country stove, music stove for you these days?
Well, we've been doing about the usual things, and as a matter of fact, we've been doing several tours with Opry groups here.
Hey, you have, huh?
Yeah, several of them.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, buddy. You're right here at home plate tonight, so how about treating the folks here at the Ryman and all across the land with one of your fine recorded songs?
As a matter of fact, we're introducing this for the first time tonight. It's our brand new one, Too Much.
Let's hear it, Sonny.
I'm hurting, afraid you're half flirting. Oh, too much, I'm loving you. Too much, a standby. Not enough of old times like we once knew, but too much neglecting, too much forgetting, oh, too much I'm loving you. Holding you, I'm missing. Not enough of old times like we once knew, but too much neglected, too much forgetting, oh, too much I'm loving.
Job. Real fine, Sonny. Hey, buddy, you get yourself a partner over here. Let's join in on the Grand Ole Opry fun. It's square dance time, and here we go with the big river from the daughter.
Oh, the buzz is sometimes we can't get go round and around. It's up to a left, put a left element. And back to your own, and a right, left, grab. But they pull it out, good, but now. You give a little swing and you lead right out to the bad baby. A circle four, you lead that lady. Where she be, go on to the next and circle three. Steal that girl and put her on your right. Go on to the next and circle four. Leave her there, go home alone. Now forward, six, back, you go. To the stone, just to a low side, low right and high, left and low. Shoot up a girl to the way you go. And a forward, six, and a back, you go. Too long, just to a low side, low right and high, left and low. Now forward, six, back, with you. Too long, just to a low side, low right and high, left and low. Forward, six, back, you go. Too long, just to a no side, no right. And high, left, and low. You across the swing on a coin like swinging on a gate. And now you're over, you're not too late. It's off to a left with a left tail, man. You dance right into your right left fan.
Well, so you know, we like every part of our Grand Ole Opry each Saturday night, but Well, so if we had to pick a moment that was a little extra special for us, then I think this would be it. It's the chance that we get to do a fine old sacred song for all our friends here at the Ryman and clear across the land. We hope you like the one we picked for tonight, Where Could I Go But to the Lord.
Heaven below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving along to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Neighbors are kind, I love them, everyone. We get along in sweet accord, but as I face the shilling hand of death,
where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my
thanks, folks. Thanks a lot. Well, sir, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
You know, Farron, the other day I was watching a fellow roll his own cigarette. Darn if he wasn't making a pretty mess of it.
So naturally.
So naturally, I just pulled out a tin of Prince Albert, and I said, now you try this for easy rolling, friend. It's crimp cut, so it don't blow around or dribble out the ends.
What'd you do then?
Well, almost before you could say Prince Albert, he'd made the neatest little old making cigarette you ever saw in your life.
And when he lit up?
Well, you should have seen that smile on his face. This PA is real mild and tasty, he says. I told him it's because Prince Albert's special process holds and heightens the natural tobacco flavor. So, fellas, for the best making cigarette of all time, just try Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Nature in her own sure way put the flavor in PA.
Try Prince Albert,
you'll agree it's tobacco. It's nature meant tobacco to be.
Well, so when you tune in or come to the Grand Ole Opry, you expect the tops, and by golly, you get it. Take right now, for instance. Right now comes along the king of the country music guitar players, Mr. Chester Atkins.
Thank you.
Yeah, but that's mighty good going, Chet. By golly, you know, after all that guitar and after the way the rhyming just shook, I think we need something peaceful and restful. Something dignified and intelligent, too. We got just the person over here, and I'm telling the biggest whopper of my life, too, because here he comes, Rod Brasfield. That's right.
Our music, ain't that fun? Much blood, man. Thank you. Thank you very much. Howdy, Mr. Fern.
Howdy, Mr. Rodney.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, buddy.
Hey, did you hear about the race?
No, what race?
The human race.
Well, what are you laughing for? You don't belong to it.
Oh, you make me so mad I could eat a banana.
That blame it, that makes me so mad.
Hey, Fern. Yeah. You ought to have been to me last week, boy.
Oh, really? What happened?
I went out to the Wild West out there.
South Wild West, yeah.
Northwest. Montana, Idaho.
That's Northwest.
Oh,
yeah.
It is?
Yeah, it's north.
Well, I went south. I don't care where it was. It make no difference. I went out there for my liver, but it wasn't out there.
All right, Brad.
Anyhow, I had a good time.
You did, huh?
Yeah. Run into a friend of mine, boy. I'll run into a friend of mine that wouldn't quit. Old Jack White.
Oh, really?
Yep. Jack, me and him went to school together in Hornwall.
Oh?
And I hadn't seen him since we was kids together.
Sure enough.
I didn't hardly recognize him when I seen him. I asked him, I said, what in the cat hair has happened to you? You don't look like yourself.
Yeah.
And he told me, Fern, he told me that he'd been sick with rheumatism.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and
bad.
Now that is bad.
That's when you didn't recognize him. That's
yeah.
Bad.
Yeah, if you ain't never had it, don't have it.
Okay.
Because it's a mess when he gets a hold of you.
Okay,
I know what I'm talking about, because I done had it. And I asked him, I said, what did you do for your rheumatism, Jack?
Uh-huh.
And he told me that he never had found but one thing that would help him.
Oh, what's
said
that?
Every night, just before he went to bed, his wife would rub him good all over with liniment.
Oh.
Said that there done him more good than anything he'd ever found. But for her to rub him good all over with liniment.
Well, I'll say.
He says to me, he said, Rod, why don't you try that?
Yeah.
And I stood there and let him walk off and didn't get his address.
Hey, Rodney.
Me and Jack got to talking, and we got hungry, and we went in this restaurant to get something to eat. We're going to get us a little dab of grub, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And the prettiest little woman, the little waitress, to come up to wait on us. And I says to her, I said, honey, have you got frog legs? She says, no, I've had rheumatism. That's what makes me walk this way.
All right.
Made me so mad I couldn't see straight. Anyhow, we had a hamburger, an RC cooler, and a moon pie.
And a moon pie.
And I got ready to pay the bill, and it cost me $1.92. Tax and all.
$1.92?
Yeah, made me so mad, and I just paid her, see?
I don't blame
and
you.
And I says to her, I said, what is that around your neck? She says, that's my necklace. What do you think it was? I said, well, I thought maybe it might be your garter. Everything else is so high around here. Have you seen my Uncle Sipe anywhere?
No, I ain't seen Sipe. Why?
I've got to find that old booger because he is going to whoop me, and I know it.
What you
see,
done
what I done, I sneaked out the other day and got his buggy. He's got a brand new buggy.
Yeah.
And I got his buggy and didn't tell him, see? And I took my gal Susie for a ride down the old swamp road.
Yeah.
And a bird flew out of the bush and scared old Maud. That's her old gray mare.
Uh-huh.
Of course, she ain't what she used to be, but then she's a good old mare.
Yeah.
Scared that old mare, and she run away with that buggy and just messed it up something terrible. Just scratched it all over. Yeah.
You mean it scratched Susie?
Yeah, scratched Susie's dashboard.
Yeah.
No, Susie ain't got no dashboard.
Oh.
It scratched the buggy's dashboard.
Oh,
now, Buggy's got a dashboard. Susie ain't got no dashboard.
Maud flew out of the bush and scared the bird?
Yeah, Maud flew out of the bush. Maud's the mare.
Oh, I see.
She didn't fly out of no bush and scare the bird.
Oh, it's Maud's dashboard.
Look, what I done, I hooked old Maud up to the bird, and the bird, I mean, the bush flew out of the... shut up. Don't get excited. This sharp bird flew out of the bush and scared the buggy. The buggy run away with Maud and scared the dashboard. I mean... Look, Fern, what I done, see, I took Maud for a ride, and I hooked my gal Susie up to the dashboard. I look, Susie ain't got no dashboard. I done told you.
It was Maud's dashboard.
Maud's dashboard. Right. Susie ain't got no dashboard.
Right, Maud.
Yeah. Susie. Susie ain't got no dashboard.
All right.
All right. I hooked Susie up to the dashboard, and I took Maud down the old country road there. Hey, let's just forget it. I ain't been nowhere.
Get out of here. Well, so we always enjoy a visit from Hornwall's number one citizen. I think maybe you folks would like another visit out here for my special guest. He's got a tune that seems like it's going to really take off around the country, and it's called Till the Last Leaf Shall Fall. Let's get him out here to sing it, neighbors. Sonny James. Come on out, Sonny.
My life is hid by hell.
Oh, my love.
So long.
Oh, my love.
This wouldn't be Saturday night or the Grand Ole Opry without the grand old man of the banjo. Here's Grandpa Jones.
Fly around my pretty little miss. Fly around my daisy. Fly around my pretty little miss. Y'all drive me crazy. Reckon you think my pretty little miss. I can't live without you. Better let you know. Boy, I don't care very little about you. Fly around my pretty little miss. Fly around my dandy. Fly around my pretty little miss. Can't have none of my candy. Flows with brandy, rocks in the mountain covered with gold, gals all sweet and candy. Fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss. You almost drive me crazy. Put my knapsack on my back, rifle on my shoulder, march away to Mexico, and now I'll be a soldier. Fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss. You almost drive me crazy.
Oh, that's real fine, Grandpa. Yes, sir. You know, we got a tune here that A lot of the folks around the country have been riding in and requesting us for down here at Grand Ole Opry, and it certainly makes us real happy. Sort of looks like a capital night here tonight on Opry with my good buddy Sonny Jane visiting here, being a fine capital recording artist. And, well, so we'd like to do another tune that we got out for you on a record label, and we hope you folks like this one. It goes something like this. All right, my if you can't forgive me now for doing just one wrong, so all right, though it hurts me so, I'll pay the cost your love I've lost. I guess it's time to go. But it will have to be all right. Well, see, you know, neighbors, we sure do hate to go, but I guess it's about time for us to be saying goodbye. Also time to be telling you to be on hand next week, because we're going to all come calling for you again in the old bug fold. And the driver's seat will be everybody's good friend and mine, little Jimmy Dickens. And this guest will be the y'all come fella, Arlie Dove. So until next week then, this is Farron Young saying thanks for everything, reminding you the only thing we like better than country music are you good old country folks. Good night and God bless you. We'll see you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Hissing something in your smoke?
Then switch to Cavaliers. King-size Cavalier cigarettes give you complete smoking enjoyment in every single puff.
Yes, thousands of smokers agree. Cavaliers always give you two-way smoking enjoyment. Smooth feel and rich taste.
That's right. In King-size Cavaliers, you get both. The light, smooth feel of finer tobaccos and rich, rewarding taste.
But that's not all you get when you switch to Cavaliers. You get extra value in king-size Cavaliers. Yes, remember, there's no increase in the price of Cavaliers. That's good news these days.
Try Cavalier cigarettes today. Get the two-way smoking enjoyment of Cavalier's smooth feel and rich taste. Get all the extra king-size Cavaliers give you at no extra cost.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service. WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.